If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a good day. It's been a fun day. We've had a good time today.
Yes.
And,
what
Junior,
a day. What a day.
Junior, you have a question for Steve to take us out. What do you have?
Can you talk to us about how to recover after we make a mistake? How do we come back?
From family?
What's our attitude should
I'm
be?
Sorry.
Be quiet, Tommy.
Well, you know, listen. I don't know a single living soul that has not had to make a comeback on some level. You know, look, you could be going along in school as a youngster and all of a sudden fail a test. That's failure to some young people. You can be a person trying to make a team and don't make the team. That's failure to some people. It's some people who get it wrong in a relationship and lose somebody. That's failure to them. It's going to happen to everybody at one point in time in your life. Now imagine this. Suppose you decided to never recover from the failure. What would happen to you? Well, let's look at it. So you would stay there in that failure, accept it as a failure, and then allow the failure to define who you are. The number one thing you have got to do is stop thinking that one failure defines who you are. When I'm telling you right now, every failure you will have is designed to redesign you. That is the design of failure. It reshapes you, molds you. It causes you to come out of it a different person. All of them. I did a speech last night and I made a statement because some young person said, man, what happens when you have to, when you take a lot of L's? You know, a lot of L's is losses to young people. So what happened if you take a lot of L's? They said, Mr. Harvey, have you ever taken an L before? I said, well, I was looking at it the wrong way, but according to the way you're saying it, yeah, I took some L's, but I had to learn something. I never had a loss. All my L's was lessons. And you got to start understanding that the L's you take in life, if you stop looking at them as losses and look at them as lessons, oh my goodness, it will help you. And it's a redefining moment for you to fail at something. The problem with some people, Junior, is that they allow the failure to keep them too long. Like that failure, that's it. Man, do you know how many times I failed? Oh, my goodness. I have failed so many times. But you know, when I look back on my life, every time I failed, it taught me something. So I started understanding that failure was a part of the process. And once I got that in my head, that failure was a part of the process, I could handle it better. Now, let me tell you something now. Let's be honest. As human beings, it's hard. Them lessons is hard, man. And they throw you sometime. I ain't gonna lie to you. Or when they throw you into something, some of them lessons is costly. I understand that. But you cannot tell me one single thing you've ever gone through that God didn't bring you through. You can't name one. And if he didn't bring you through it, he's currently pulling you through it right now. You know how I know that? Because you're still here. You're still surviving. You're going to be all right. But you got to take them failures, man. And I told a group last night, the failure is a part of the process. It's how you win. Man, you know the saying, failure is a wonderful teacher? It is. It's the best teacher I've ever had. My father used to say something. The best lesson is a bought lesson. I didn't get what he was talking about back then, but I knew now. The best lesson is a bought lesson, the one you pay for. Oh, when you pay for one, oh, that one sink. I'm going to tell you, man, a true story. This was a long time ago. I was driving 1972 Chevy. And I was in a hurry to get somewhere. And there was a truck in front of this school sign, and the school sign was flashing 20 miles per hour. It was a truck parked in front of the sign, and I didn't see the sign. So I went on. I'm doing about 35 miles per hour. Woo! Police pulled me over. I got a ticket. I told the man I didn't see the sign. He said, sir, that ain't got nothing to do with me. He said, it's posted back there, and it's flashing. I said, but I didn't see the sign. He said, sir, I don't know how you couldn't see that sign. That sign has a flashing yellow light. So I looked back there, and I saw it flashing. I said, but see, sir, that truck is in the way. He said, that ain't my business. My job is to enforce the law. What I was in a hurry to get to was to court. I was winning this settlement for this accident I had, and I was getting $800. On the day that the check came was my court appearance for the speeding ticket. The speeding ticket was $275. I had just got the check for $800. Brother, that was more than a fourth of that money gone. That lesson right there, I ain't been through a school zone. If I see a school, I don't care if the light flashing or not, I do 20 miles an hour. God is good, y'all. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. You just got to recognize it. Y'all have a great day today. Talk to God today, y'all. He'd love to hear from you. And do
void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, what if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.